who are coming back for the second time. So for all of you guests who are That was the Air Talk saying we're on live. But for all you Choice Center graduates out there, welcome to Mastery. Why take the training? And we're going to hear straight from James Stella, who has taken the training, who's a champion of training, who lives out Mastery every day of his life. So if you're a Choice Center graduate, this is a call about the Mastery training. And we will open up the lines in about 5-10 minutes after we get to know James a little bit. And you get to ask questions about James, his personal life, how he applies Mastery every day. And we'll even entertain a couple of questions on what is Mastery, what is the training. However, this call is not about the training. It really is not about the Mastery training. It really is about the results the training provides. It's about the results James is getting in his life. And so you'll know about the training based on the results it gives. We'll answer some of the questions about the training again, and it is not about the training. So I hope that's clear. So we're going to start off and get to know James very personally. So James, I could tell you already live this Mastery training out because our first call was a fiasco. I pushed all and every wrong button possible. We had like 8-9 people online waiting to hear for us. We had so many other people listening to old blog talk radio I had of a guy named Brian from Thailand I interviewed years ago, and it was a fiasco. And part of Mastery is creating every day, every moment new and fresh, and not living out of our history and past. When I asked you to come back again, let's go for it again, you said, let's do it. And so, James, you're already living out the Mastery principles and the transformation. And so just by being on this call again, I am so honored, and you are more than qualified to be on it. So, James, welcome to the call, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about yourself before you went to Mastery. Tell us particularly, now, what some of the things that you walked into Mastery with that after coming out, you had a better handle on it. You had transformation in it. You had awareness of it and how it changed your life. So let's talk about before Mastery and introduce yourself, please.
Right. Thank you, Sebastian. I'm James Stella. I'm LV 138. I've been working with transformation for about 2 years now, working on my transformation and my way of being, and it's been an awesome journey this far. Some of the stuff that I walked into, Masters with were a lot of stuff I had surrounded by my LP. You know, I had a bunch of questions or doubts or wasn't sure about where I was at. And being able to take Mastery while I was in leadership really opened up the floodgates for me. I said on last week's call, if discovery, breakthrough, and leadership get you 99% of the way, then Mastery is that skeleton key to unlock that potential to 1,000%. And for me, it oozes out of me every day. I wake up in the morning, I wake up in the drip, and by the time my feet hit the ground from Mastery, the tools I learned from there, I shift my mindset on what I want to accomplish for the day, what I get to create for the day. And the top at that list is always having my wife fall in love with me again, having my children fall in love with me again. And then I go through, all right, at work, what am I going to accomplish today? And it's all from the tools that I learned from Mastery. So Masters for me is the one thing I use the most. I took another signature this past weekend, and Mastery helped me in that signature course as well. At every time I'm in any one of the classes, I use Mastery the most. I use Mastery every single day. I am Mastery. So Masters for me is really just being present in the moment and processing how I'm feeling, how I'm thinking, you know, my thoughts. I'm very dialed in on what my intention is going to be. And in that moment, I choose a decision that I want to go with, and I go with it. And whatever that outcome is, Masters gives me the opportunity to, my way of being gives me an opportunity to shift. An example for me would be recently I went to the CrossFit Games. I own a CrossFit gym here in town and a wellness company that services local casinos here in Las Vegas. And my tools from Masters allowed me to be present with the founder of CrossFit, to go up to him, to have a conversation with him in regards to what we're doing here. And he invited me on his jet to fly to Santa Cruz to talk to him about me being the wellness guy for CrossFit headquarters. If I didn't have the tools for mastery, if I wasn't being my Masters, I would have missed that opportunity for sure. So whenever an opportunity arises, I'm able to be present in that moment, make a decision based off of what I'm feeling and thinking at that time, and I go with it. And it starts with my family first.
Wow, that is great. And let's just remind the audience who are listening that our target audience we're podcasting to, or it's actually a blog talk, meaning this is live. They could call in. We'll take calls in about 10 minutes. And this is live, and we're going to archive it. We're going to podcast it for those who couldn't make it to listen to it. So it's a really neat technology. Our target audience right now are those who are graduates of Choice Center University Emotional Intelligence Curriculum. And so the course we're talking about that follows after you graduate through Discovering Breakthrough is called Mastery. It's a signature course. So you have had to attend Discovering Breakthrough to attend Mastery or Master's class. And if you're not a Choice Center graduate, you're more than welcome to listen. You might get a little confused some of the jargon or language we use, because we are talking to those who graduate from Discovering Breakthrough. And those are some key terms that we learn to have distinction and unpack during those two trainings. So if you're not a Choice Center graduate, you're more than welcome to listen to this. And just know we will use some phrases like James already used the word drift. And just to understand that, unpack that, know the distinction, it is powerful. Unfortunately, we don't have the time on the phone right now to unpack that for you, because we're talking to a target audience that may have already understood this terminology. So James, what I'm going to engage with you is I'm going to be a Choice Center graduate, and I have had amazing transformation, and I'm kind of on the edge of going to master's training. And you know, everyone says I should go. I get start from a clean slate, you know, blank canvas. But I'm going to be a little a Debbie Doubter and let you just explain to me in just human language and conversation. I heard it helped you with your marriage. It's supporting with your children and your parenting. It gave you the courage. I don't know. That's what I heard. It gave you the courage to speak to this owner of this casino, and you got in his private jet and got to unpack your business. And in the past, I'm assuming you didn't get your wife to fall in love with you every day. You didn't get your children to respect you and fall in love with you every day. You didn't get these big business opportunities. So what's the difference between then and now?
Well, then I was a spectator in my own life, Sebastian. I was just a zombie. All I thought about was, you know, the next day's move at the business, my students at the gym, how I was going to improve them. I put myself, my family on the back burner, and I was just a zombie. I'd come home, say hi, play with them for a couple minutes, but, you know, then I'd go right to the computer and start working on what my next move was going to be or what I was going to do. I was a spectator in my life. Now, with me being Masters, I'm the producer, the director, the star, the co-star. I'm the grip. I'm the film guy. I'm the editor. I'm everything. So that's probably the best distinction I'd put it out there. I was just a zombie and wasn't present in my life and just spectator, just watching life fly by.
Wow, that is powerful. And another way I like to express it, it sounds like you're just eating crumbs off the table. Whatever circumstances life gave you, you ate it and you're appreciative of it and you made the best with it. And you said now you're either editor, the director, the actor. Sounds like you're setting your table. You get to set what you get to eat that day. You get to set the feast on your table. You get to set the declaration, and you're being responsible and setting your own table versus eating the crumbs off the table. Is that another way to say it?
That would be another way to say it, absolutely.
I was actually hoping you'd say that's a better way to say it and just, you know, make me look a little good there.
Absolutely. It's a better way to say it. I'm feasting big time. Is that good?
There you go, buddy. That is great. So if you're listening online, and we got this baby working now, you could call in at 929-477-1995. Air code 929-477-1995. And he can ask James any question about his personal life. And that's why he's on the line. He wants to know what he was before Masteries, what he is after, how he's playing on a daily basis. And so if you're ready, engage with James and ask him any question, please call in 929-477-1995. And if you're listening to this right now, the number is posted right underneath that screen. And just call in, ask James any questions. While we're waiting for some people to call, James, I would love to know, because as a business owner myself, you know, I think other people are going to call in about your wife and your children. Or if they don't, I got plenty of questions for that. But as a business owner, tell me the experience that you had going up to a casino owner and pitching him your business and being in that moment and creating that moment and then being invited to continue the conversation as he has some business, at least that's what I heard, in another city. Jump on the jet with him, keep on talking to him, and you know, basically, it's, without saying it directly, you got 30 minutes to pitch me, buddy. Tell me that experience. Tell me how Mastery made a difference in that experience for you.
Well, before I would hesitate quite a bit. I would sabotage myself beforehand, and I wouldn't think I would be worthy of that opportunity, you know. And if anything still pops up, is my self worth, you know what I mean? But from Masters, from being Master, I'm able to stand on top of that and just squash that down and know that I can handle any situation that I'm in. I don't give my power to any person or to anything that's going on. I just stay within myself and know what my vision is, what my intention is. So, you know, to be able to go, I have programs in casinos, but the base of what I do is CrossFit, and it's actually the founder of CrossFit that I was able to go in with, have a conversation with him about what I was doing in Vegas, and he wanted to get into that space. He loved my energy, and he invited our entire affiliate that we were with in the CrossFit games to go in the box. So it just gives me the opportunity to, like, all right, when my butterflies are going, or if I'm shaking, or if I'm like, oh my God, this guy, like, you know, created CrossFit, I was able to be present, calm down, focus on what my intention was, and get the result that I wanted based off of me having a clear vision and not letting my emotions or my feelings or any excitement or lack thereof get in the way of what my intention is.
Okay, I heard you say this a couple times now, and I'd love for you to unpack it, because that is huge. That was huge what you said, that you were able in that moment to not self-sabotage yourself. What does that mean? Unpack that.
What does it mean for me is that, you know, I get to sit at that table and feast big. You know, I surround myself with people that are powerful people that want to make a difference in the world, and that's where I belong. Where before I felt like I was, I belonged being a janitor. I'd get going, I'd get a lot of stuff moving and working, but I wouldn't feel like I was worthy of where I was at. I'm very clear on the table that I get to sit at and the people I get to surround myself with, and that's, you know, our family at Choice, as well as, you know, the movers and shakers of the world. That's where I belong. That's where I see myself, and that's where I'm going.
So I'm going to peel the onion one more time. How do you see yourself so powerful now? What's the difference? What was that shift? I get what you saw yourself before as a janitor, but how do you see yourself now so powerful and so confident and deserving sitting at the table and setting your table? What shifted?
What shifted for me was my courage and my intention. I'm a very worthy, courageous, committed man, and I'm willing to take that to any situation that I come across. So with Masters, I've been able to really, really hone in my skills on my journey with the tools that I've learned from Choice Center Leadership University to make a difference for myself first and my family next, and my community after that.
James, please attract James.
Was it that powerful?
It was so deep.
No one's talking. That was deep.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Lisa. I got you.
Okay, great. Hi. Hi, everyone listening. My name is Lisa Chastain. I'm the coordinator for EQ Mastery at Choice Center. I'm grateful to be on the call tonight with Sebastian and James, who, James, you enrolled me into Masters in November of 2014. You're in my angel lineage.
I enroll
and I'm grateful
everybody
for you.
In the Masters.
Everybody gets to go, right? I know for myself there were some key takeaways, and I hear you speaking into some of those. And in particular, what I'm hearing from you is about your stand that you've taken for your life. And I know from my experience, having gone through discovery and breakthrough and leadership and not taking masters, I got to take EQ Mastery after I graduated leadership, and it was then where it clicked that in my life, I get to take a stand, and that's where we get to experientially learn what that looks like, what that means. So what I'm hearing from you is that you've taken a stand for your life, and what prior to Masters or after Masters, how did that change? How did that shift? What was your perspective from the EQ Mastery course? So for anybody listening who hasn't taken EQ Mastery, we get these things that they come in and out through discovery and breakthrough and leadership, but what is it about that course that really settled for you or landed for you?
Will you ask the question again, Lisa? I missed a part of that.
Well, I'm hearing that out of EQ Mastery, or what I'm hearing is in general of your experience that you're taking a stand for your life. But where did that land for you in EQ Mastery? How did you create that out of the EQ Mastery course? And how is that different from your experience of discovery, breakthrough, and leadership?
There's nothing to get. But for me, the biggest thing that I realized was, you know, I made such a big deal out of every single circumstance in my life. And I gave my power away to it. I'd be angry all the time, or I'd be sad all the time. Lisa, you knew me when I used to walk around with a hat on and head down and just, you know, I was always a good guy, but I was just an angry bird. I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. So, and that's even at home. So for me, it was realizing that, you know, I get to choose from within the outcome that I want. Like if I get in a car accident, I can choose to be angry, or I can choose to say, all right, I got to call the insurance company. Everybody's safe. You know, we'll get the car handled, and you know, what are we going to do next? So it's given me that ability from moment to moment, no matter what pops up in my life that doesn't go as planned, as life seldomly does, to create a different path for myself just by choosing a different result, saying three powerful words, or, you know, choosing to be happy regardless of what the situation is. And I do that all the time. Now, I do get angry, but angry, you know, anger is a healthy emotion at times, and sometimes it's just, but I don't give my power away to it. Where before I would, you know, it took me a long time to get to where I'm at now through life experiences, but you know, if I got angry, usually I took a lot of people down with me when that was the case. And now I choose to go a different path, which is a much, much happier Zen-like place for me. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely it does. I get to relate to the EQ Mastery course because it's there that you learn that. Stop. Look, choose, vote. And we talk about it a lot through discovery, breakthrough, and leadership. We don't get to experience it until we go through the EQ Mastery course. So that was a perfect illustration of what that looks like on a daily basis. I'm angry. I'm pissed. I want to take everybody down with me. But in that moment, I'm going to stop. I'm going to look. I'm going to choose, and I'm going to vote. So thank you. That answered my question beautifully. Back to you, Sebastian.
You're welcome. Cool. Lisa, I'm
Back
so glad
you,
you're on
Sebastian.
The twice. I got dropped twice while you were talking. So thank you for being on the call, Lisa. That's awesome.
Absolutely, Sebastian.
All right. Well, James, I'm getting some texts directly on my phone. Clayton and Amanda, they're listening. And I'm inviting them to call in at 929-477-1995. 929-477-1995. And ask James some questions. He's putting himself out there. He's living out mastery every day. And we have approximately, let me see, what time is it now? We have approximately here 20 more minutes. To talk with James, Stella. So James, we heard before how you were. We heard some of the transformation in mastery that you've already gotten. Now tell me this, how do you live out every day? You said you get your wife to love you every day, right? Before you get on that, hold 1 second. We do have a caller, so let's see what that caller says. Hold on, James, I'll ask you a question about your wife in just a minute. Hi there. Who's this on the line at? Last four digits is 5594.
This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
I'm great.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
I'm doing great. I heard you got to go goddesses this weekend.
I did. It was incredible.
Oh, my stars. You want to give a 30-second plug?
Absolutely. You know, it really gave me an amazing opportunity to be able to, you know, connect with women of all ages. And, you know, realize that, you know, no matter what stage of life or career or, you know, whether we have kids or not, we're really all the same and want the same thing. And it really gave me an opportunity as well to break through, you know, the things that are still holding me back and realize that the fears that I create for myself, so I can also create opportunities and choose to look at it as, you know, something to learn from. And I get to not hold back.
Awesome.
And you know everything is at my grasp. So and we have the support of women, you know, to support us in that.
Wow. That's so amazing. You were calling talking James. I put you on a spot and it was like your next breath, you were breathing out goddess. So that's so amazing. Well, you called in, Amanda. Tell us what question you have for James.
James, you know, what has been the most impactful experience that you've had since going through this journey? You know, I know that you've been, you know, really doing a lot of personal work, and what has really been the thing that sticks out to you?
There's been so many. The big, wow, that's a good question. For me, being able to let go of the events that happened in my past has probably been the biggest thing for me, hands down. It's been the most impactful. I would carry, I would let my events of the past define me. I had an abusive grandmother that used to, you know, hit me with hangers and burn holes in me. I was molested, and I carried that with me for a long, long time. It's still there, but it doesn't own me anymore. It doesn't define me. So the biggest thing is being able to, hey, events happen. They don't define me. Yes, that stuff was what it was. But there were a lot of good things that happened as well that I would carry with me as well. Like, you know, I'd hold on to pictures or the memories of things, and realistically, like, those things are all awesome for me, but I get to create new moments on a daily basis now. So being able to release the past and not let it define me, just take it as events that happened and move on, has probably been the most impactful thing for me during my journey.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Amanda, you have any follow-up questions on that?
I'm actually just, you know, really in awe. You know, I can personally relate to that as well. And I think that's incredible to be able to just, no matter, you know, what, you know, pitfalls and different turns that happen in our life, you get to create a new moment And really, that moment is what is the most important, rather than living in the past or always dwelling on, you know, what's going to be happening in the future. Just really appreciating that moment. Thank you, James. That's amazing.
So, Amanda, if you're wanting to, now you called in as a guest, you're not on the spot, so you could definitely say you don't want to. But if you want to, you said there's something that you could relate to with James. And you can share that here in a minute, but didn't you also take mastery?
I did.
And which one are you, masters? What class were you?
I believe right before you. I'm sorry, I'm not sure which number.
So you're 18, mastery 18.
18? Okay.
That's terrific. Yeah, I know you've been doing so much training. You just came back from Goddesses. You're coaching a team. So all this kind of, we're living it out, so they blur together. I completely understand. But are you willing to share, what when you said I could relate to you, James, he shared several things. Is there anything specific that you could relate James about?
Absolutely. You know, I really let my past define me, and it always, you know, made me feel like I wasn't good enough. I had a dad that molested me and, you know, was physically abusive. I had a mom who was mentally unstable, and, you know, I raised my sisters, and so I always felt like I can't trust anybody. It's always going to be up to me. And, you know, I also told myself and convinced myself that, you know, it must have been something that I did to deserve what happened to me in my life. So there was something about me that wasn't good enough. And, you know, really through Masters, right in the very beginning, it was a huge wake-up call. And Masters was absolutely mind-blowing. And the thing I love about Masters is that although every single experience that I've had going through this transformation has been pivotal, Masters, what I've taken away from that is tools that I use every single day in my life. Because what I also learned is that, like James mentioned, those things don't go away. I had this idea that, great, once I go through this next class and I get to put all of this behind me, and it didn't happen. Well, the gift of it is that I get to get hurt. I get to be afraid. I get to go through all of these different painful experiences, but I get to choose to not let it define me and let it move past me and create something else positive from it in every moment.
That's awesome, Amanda. That was one of the things that I got out of it, you know, and there's a lot of other stuff as well, you know. That's just what came up for me, and, that was my journey, and your journey was similar as well. But there's a lot of stuff that goes that I've gotten out of it that is well beyond all of that as well, too. So being able to create moment to moment, day to day has been one of the biggest, you know, that's the most impact. I get to create whatever I want tonight, tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I get to make it all happen. So thank you, Amanda, for jumping in on that.
Definitely. So Amanda and James, I'm going to share a part of my journey at Mastery because it's really falling in line with you two. I choose to be around with amazing leaders like you and Amanda. Most people who have been molested in their life are still living in the darkness and the shadow of the guilt and the shame, and they have not had a chance to transform themselves. And you guys going to Mastery, the way you speak about your past pain so freely, but it's real, there is an amazing transformation there. Well, before I share my story, not the singer, a caller calling in, and I want that caller to have a chance to have a conversation with you guys. But I just so amazed to be around leaders like you two. So I'm bringing in caller, last four digits, 7846, and who's on the line? Hi there. Your area code is 818. Who is this? Okay, they may be having problems because this person called in once or twice, and maybe they're having problems with their lines. So until they can get back on, if you get on the line,
Sebastian.
Please just... There it is. Who's this?
Clayton. Hey,
Clayton.
Yeah, I have a question for James.
All right.
Hey, so, a moment ago you talked about what your you can create something new every day, and you're always recreating a new moment. And what is the future for you in this work of, that you're doing and for your life? What's the vision that you see for yourself? What do you want to create in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years? Give us a 30,000 overfoot view of what that looks like for you and what your vision is. Share that with us.
Thank you, Clayton. So for me, I get to create a lot. So I'm going to take my wellness company international. That's first and foremost. I'm going to create a multiple CrossFit boxes in Las Vegas that service the Las Vegas area and potentially go to Miami and Utah as well. And most importantly for me is I get to become a trainer at Choice Center Leadership University, where I can create the magic that happens there as well. Not magic, but create the experience and give this gift back that's given me so much, that's given me my life back, and that's given me freedom.
Wow, that's inspiring. Thank you.
Now, do you have any other clarifying questions, Clayton, regarding those? Because those are some big dreams.
Yes, they are. And, you know, knowing James as long as I have, I've watched his change. I've watched him transform his life, his career, his family, everything. And it's been amazing path to watch. And, you know, what is it that when you wake up every day, James, what is it that, what's the first thought that comes to your head when you jump out of bed as far as what you're going to create that day?
The first thing that comes up to my head is like, oh my gosh, it's 3:45 in the morning. And then I shift to my vision. My vision is a pretty big vision for my family and for my world. So, the biggest thing that I shift to is it's about them. My day's about them. So them includes my wife, my kids, my students at my gym, my students at the locations, and my Choice family. And we get to go out and create, you know, to hold somebody at their highest and to see them as the diamonds that they are and to have them discover that is the most powerful thing that I've ever come across. Spiritually, people get to, you know, get closer to their maker. So for me, that would be God, and to, you know, to create businesses, to create life, and to really have the skeleton key to all of that, which is masteries, is just where I'm at. So in the morning, I wake up, I focus in on how I'm feeling, where I'm at, and if it's not aligned with my vision, I choose to make a different decision about that and get right in my vision and go get it.
Powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, Clayton, thank you for calling in and engaging with us on this.
Man of many words, that Clayton is.
Hey, we have Rachel on the line now, and Rachel has a question for you, James.
Hi, James.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Amazing. So, one thing that really stood out to me when you speak of masters is that you get the opportunity to, you know, allow your wife to fall back in love with you again, like every day. So, you know, with masters, like, what really sticks out for you with that? How does that come about? Is my question.
Well, they say nothing sticks, but there was an opportunity where my man Jorge, he said something to that. He said, you know, every day I get to have my wife fall in love with me again, and that just like zapped me right in my heart right then and there, and I decided in that moment that every day that's what I was gonna do. So he actually said it. And I'm being it.
Awesome. That's great. I just want to share because I took masters, the one previously before the one that just went in, and masters was actually very powerful for me. For me, masters really taught me to know the difference between what I'm feeling and my thoughts and what I make up in my mind, and they're two totally different things. And for the longest time, I was mixing up the two. And I was like, I feel excited. And Jorge would correct me. He's like, no, you have thoughts of being excited. And I was able to get that I get feeling just to differentiate the two. And one of the biggest things was come from nothing and expect nothing. Every day is, you know, a fresh new start. And, you know, that was huge for me. I just wanted to share that, and Masters is amazing for anyone that hasn't taken yet. I highly recommend it. It's amazing. So, yeah.
It's actually, Rachel, that's a great point that you bring up, that it's not just every day. It's moment to moment. It really is. Like, to be able to live your life moment to moment and be present to what you want to do or what you choose to do or what's aligned with your vision, and to be able to do that in a moment-to-moment basis every single day is huge, you know? And the ability to shift back into that when you're not doing that is huge as well. And Masters gives you that. Like, Masters has made me a better coach. Masters has made me a better father. Masters has made me a better businessman, you know? And that's what it is. You just start being present. You start being what you need to be in the moment, what you get to be in the moment to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish.
Mm. And Rich, I want to thank you for calling in, because sharing your experience, you know, I've only been through it once. I'm going to staff it. I'm going to go through it 100 more times, because you don't get it. There's nothing to get. And so I always want to be around the work. And you just reminded me not to expect anything and come from nothing. And that's a personal wrestle I have. I expect the world. I expect everything. And when I expect it, I'm not, what James just said, being what's needed and wanting the moment. I'm not creating it. I'm almost entitled. And what doesn't come to me, I'm disappointed, and I throw my tantrums, and circumstances don't go my way. And that was such a great reminder, Rachel, that you come from nothing and expect nothing. We get to create it. And that was just really powerful for me. Thank you for that.
So you brought something up too, like tantrums. So I have a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, 11-year-old. I have my own tantrums because I'm a 7-year-old at heart. and really, this way of being has helped me communicate with them and meet them where they're at the
wow.
level that they're at, whatever's going on. And it's given me the ability, because my son is very emotionally connected, intellectually connected, so I'm able to speak to him in a way that relates to him, and I'm able to speak to a way that relates that to my daughter Ava. And then Olivia, I get to speak to her with a little more iron fist type thing. But in the moment, depending on what's going on and who I'm dealing with, before I would just go, this is how it is because this is who I am and this is what you're going to do. I'm able to communicate with them on where they're at, regardless of their tantrum or what's going on. It gives me the power to really connect and land with them my communication that I want to bring across when they're crushing it and when they're in a tantrum.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. That's very important. Any parent out there would love to have those skills. I also have 4 kids, and I wish I was far along as you, and I'm working my mastery daily, and your reminder really encourages me. Thank you for that. Hey, we have Greg on the line now, and Greg called in, and Greg was Masters 19 with me, and he's just amazing. He's an amazing man. Anybody knows him would say exact same thing, if not more. And so, Greg, you have a question for James?
Yeah, I do. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
I'm great, man. Hey, so one of the things, I just got to spend this past weekend in training with you, and, you know, one of the things I admire about you is your leadership and, you know, your your ability to lead any team. I guess my question for you is really, you know, in Masters and in this work of transformation, there's a lot of talk of shifting. And I know that's not necessarily a completely common word, but, you know, I guess for me, if you could maybe give a little insight as to maybe some easy tips that you could provide, maybe ways that you're able to shift in different scenarios, maybe a few examples or something that maybe some of us can take into our lives and use in our daily practice.
Sure. The kids is one example of being able to. So if Olivia and Ava are in a situation where Ava wants to watch a television show and Olivia chooses to play dolls but wants Ava to play with her, Olivia can get very, very aggressive. So I'm able to calm Ava down while Olivia is being aggressive and connecting with her to have them stop the situation. So before, my emotions would rise and be like, what are you, like, that's wrong. You're not going to do that. Like, no. And it's more of meeting them where they're at in that moment. So nothing's ever too huge and nothing's ever too small when I'm present and I'm able to take a situation like this weekend when we were in, you know, this weekend to have the result that we had and that I had really came from me being Masters, because there was a lot going on, a lot of different situations happening on the fly, moment to moment, and I was able to take one situation that didn't work out well for me and go, all right, that happened, that was the outcome, what's next? All right, that happened, that was the outcome, what's next? And not dwell on something that someone said or something that happened that didn't go the way I thought it would go or I expected it to go. All right, that didn't quite work out the way I wanted it. What's going to work, what's not going to work, choose. And that's probably the biggest thing that has happened. I think you witnessed that live this weekend, and all of that was really from me being in Masters. You know, I've taken the course like 6 times. I love the course. It's my favorite course.
So how do you shift? I mean, like, so I completely understand, you know, being able to get to someone's level, but, you know, is there anything that, you know, you can say that, you know, would maybe help me understand better how to quickly shift, like to actually shift? Is there a mindset, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, 3 powerful words. Is there like a method that you utilize to actually shift when you're doing it? Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. And for me, I'm very, one is the experience that I've had. So over the course of this journey, like, I've been engulfed in my vision on what I want. And every time I go to better myself, like, tomorrow's a new day, I get to better myself tomorrow, be better than I was today. So a lot of it is just the experience, being in it and experiencing it on the daily, that's given me a lot of that ability, the muscle memory, I would say, to make that happen, to have that happen. And sure. Another thing is that I'm very present in whatever moment I'm in. So whatever's going on, I'm very present. I don't let outside forces distract me from what my intention is or what I have going on with somebody or some situation.
This outside going to have to distract you because I have 30 seconds left. Greg, thank you for the call. I'm sorry about that, brother. We're just having such great dialogue. You have 30 seconds left. I'm going to ask Lisa to close this out with a little snippet. What is mastery, Lisa?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Sebastian. But first of all, thank you to everyone. I know we're limited to time. James, I'm in gratitude to you and everyone who's joined the call. As the EQ Mastery Coordinator, I stand that everyone at Choice Center who walks through those doors takes EQ Mastery. For the same reason that we do discovery, breakthrough, leadership, and continue our transformational journey, it's hard for any one of us to imagine our experience our transformation without discovery and breakthrough. And for those of us who have been through the leadership journey, it's hard to imagine. And EQ mastery is my stand, our stand, for those of us who are on the call, that this is the next, like James says, it's that skeleton key. It unlocks everything. So for me personally, discovery, breakthrough, EQ mastery, it's that core curriculum. It brings everything full circle. You do leadership. You do all of the signature courses at Choice Center because we're all committed to our personal transformations, and this is that course. This is that course that takes you to the next level. So thank you, everyone. Sebastian, I'll hand it over to you.
Well, thank you so much. Again, James, you're our honored guest, and thank you again for going again and making this call fabulous. Thank you for all of our Choice Center graduates and friends who called in and engaged with us on this. And always, Lisa, you're our champion of this, and you keep the work alive. We love you, and everyone have a great evening. See you at Mastery 20.